5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the Gau Studios in Houston, here's Glenn Davis.
Welcome back to Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5. Going on here in Houston, first July 27th through the 31st at Eldridge Park, Real Madrid soccer camps are coming to Houston. So there's a tremendous opportunity to get into a position where you are learning the Real Madrid way. Rafael Navarrete from Madrid, Spain, will be running these camps. There's another one August 3rd through August 7th at the Woodlands Prep, 27440 Quickendall Road in Tomball. So if you want to get registered for these soccer camps, you want to get your youth involved, it's a great opportunity. www.campusexperiencermf.com. And joining us now, the man heading up these locations from San Antonio, where they're already doing one very successful camp, he's Juan Padilla. Juan, thank you very much for coming on the show.
Hi, Glenn. Very happy to say hi to you again and all the people that listen to you. And, yeah, we're very happy, as you mentioned. We're here in San Antonio. The campus have been amazing. Parents are super happy because they know exactly what we offer is true. Real Madrid coaches coming from Madrid, running the camps. And we have talked about out of the air that normally some different teams, they say they're bringing a professional team or the way they train, but they do it with local coaches. So this is not that situation. This is not the same thing. Rafael Navarrete, he is the coordinator of all the academies over there in Madrid. And Carlos Grande, he's taking care of all the youth program, the little guys. So the children here are very happy in San Antonio, and we're going to Houston and the Woodlands. This is the Texas tour of the campus experience with Real Madrid Foundation. So everyone, I think, is a great opportunity to learn how the European teams practice, and it's nothing better than having with the best team for me in the world, that is Real Madrid. So, well, Eldridge Park, July 27 to July 31st. That's next week, starting on Monday. Camps will run from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. We will provide the official uniform. We will provide lunch and all the water, Gatorade situation for all the kids. So it's great, Glenn. It's great, and happy to be here with you.
Yeah, and you're keeping it at a limited admission. Again, the number to call is 281-516-0600 or 888-991-3776, or go and register online, www.campusexperiencermf.com. So July 27th, and we'll start here in
ESPN 97.5. Danish Inspirations, Houston Modern Contemporary Furniture.
In Tomball. All right, so talk a little bit about Rafael Navarrete and what the sessions are like and what the youth players experience at the Real Madrid camps.
Yes, of course. More than happy to do that. Let me add another phone number that is directly to me, 832-589-6024. You can call me there. And also adding to the website that you provide, it's campusexperiencermf.com/USA/Houston. And that will take you directly to the registration. Now, talking about Rafael, well, he is a a licensed UEFA coach, and all the sessions are run in four different phases. So obviously it's a lot of football. We run the technique, we run the tactical, but Real Madrid focus in five values of the sport. And all the training process, all the training sessions are based on those values. So you're talking about team leadership, you're talking about effort, you're talking about respect. You are also playing and always learning and keeping your self-control. They call it auto-control in Spanish. So these are the values that the Real Madrid is trying to transmit through the sport. Rafael, I have been watching all the sessions this week here in San Antonio. They work in a specific technique of transition, hitting the ball, dribbling, all the techniques, that, but different exercises. I have a group of Dallas coming from this camp to San Antonio, a group of Austin, and also local players here in San Antonio. And they were amazed because there are different exercises. I don't want to say that they are better or greater than the ones they normally use when they train here, but this is something different. They're learning different and new stuff. And this is what soccer is about. I think to have these ideas and the way they train in Madrid and the values that they transmit through sport, it's amazing because they really, and they watch so many videos, and we talk about tactic and pressure and the lines, how to make the movements during the game. So they put that in a video with examples, and it's amazing because they not only show the videos about Madrid, obviously it's the Real Madrid team, but they also show the national team from Spain, from Colombia, from Argentina. So it's amazing. I have been amazed with all this information that the kids are having because the camp is from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Yeah, and the other good thing, I think, for local people here in Houston with this Real Madrid camps coming here, it's always good in the summertime to move from your club environment and get exposed to different coaches. This is a man coming from Madrid leading this, so you're going to see things presented in a different way, and I think that's fresh, and I think that's important that you don't get locked in just to one exposure of a type of coaching. That's healthy, but here's an opportunity to kind of reach out and get it from a different way from the Real Madrid camps. And Carlos Navarrete, by the way, is responsible of controlling and sort of monitoring all the soccer schools in Madrid for Real Madrid. So it should be very interesting. Sounds like a great camp, Juan. Again, one more time, all the information, please.
Yes. The website to register your son, I mean, as Glenn said before, we have limited registration, so make sure you do it very, very fast. Campus Experience, rmf.com/USA/Houston, and the phone number is 832-589-6024. Real Madrid Campus Experience.
And if you go over to my Facebook, Soccer Matters, we've posted all that information over there as well. Juan, as always, thank you very much. Continued success with the Real Madrid soccer camps. We look forward to seeing it hit the ground running here in Houston on July 27th.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Lynn. As always, it's a pleasure talking to you, and I hope to see you over there in the field sometime.
So let's keep the phone calls rolling here. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. We're going to take a quick break here. Donve, you're going to be up first when we come back. A reminder here for Bud Light. Soccer fans, a moment for Bud Light, the official beer of the Houston Dynamo, the Mexican national team. Bud Light reminds you to get over to HoustonDynamo.com, get your season tickets for the Dynamo and Houston Dash. And Bud Light reminds you to get down to the beautiful BBVA Compass Stadium to catch a Dynamo and international soccer. Saturday, the LA Galaxy, Steven Gerrard in town. I'd love to hear from a couple of Liverpool supporters. Are there any Liverpool supporters out there who are planning to make a day of it, seeing the legendary Steven Gerrard this weekend? We'll talk Gold Cup. Is the Gold Cup a travesty? And what's next for Jurgen Klinsmann? Do you want the manager to stay? Or are we just jumping the gun here, getting all crazy about getting Klinsmann fired? Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens. Bud Light, the official beer of the CONCACAF Gold Cup. And we thank our newest sponsor, Amigo Energy. We thank Lance Fegan and Travis Lennick for coming in tonight from Liberty Kitchen and bringing some amazing food. And right now, I'm going back to that food table, Michael Carroll.
ESPN.
97.5.
Danish Inspirations, Houston Modern Contemporary Furniture Store invites all of you soccer lovers to Danish Inspirations' beautiful showroom on 2775 Fondren. I'm Jan Christensen, president of Danish Inspirations and a soccer player for 50 years. Soccer is a great sport, and Danish Inspirations is a great modern contemporary furniture store. Go to danishinspirations.com and set your furniture goals. Goal!
Amy speaking. What's your emergency?
Ma'am, I think I'm a dog. Listen!
Sir, you're just thirsty. Have a squirt.
You're right. Guess I don't need to worry about this tail, then.
You can live with anything except thirst.
Squirt!
Welcome, mi casa es su casa.
Your friend has a really weird voice. Is he Sicilian?
Nah, he's just thirsty. Here, Luigi, have a squirt.
Thanks a lot, man.
You can live with anything except thirst.
Squirt!
Who is it?
Hey, it's me.
Dave, I'm so sorry for making out with your cousin and your best friend. Are you here to give me a second chance?
Do you have squirt in your fridge?
Yes.
Okay.
You can live with anything except thirst.
Squirt!
Dude, what time do they come on stage? It's so hot, I can't even feel my tongue.
The Sweat Skinner show will be delayed another 3 hours, but we have squirt for everyone.
You can live with anything except thirst.
Squirt!
How do you quench your thirst? Squirt, the authentic thirst quencher.
Hey, this is Fred Fowler from The Blitz for my good friends at Quick Weight Loss Center. Only Quick Weight Loss guarantees you lose up to 3 to 6 pounds a week for just $5 a week. And what program guarantees you lose up to 100 pounds or more and you lose up to 3 to 6 pounds a week guaranteed? Following the program for just $5 a week for all program services, only Quick Weight Loss. You know my story. I lost 50 pounds on Quick Weight Loss. I got the weight off fast, and I'm healthier and happier and looking better than I have in a long time and feeling better. Quick Weight Loss also guarantees every client a private one-on-one evaluation, plus guarantees a customized program so you lose up to 3 to 6 pounds a week, guaranteed for just $5 a week for all program services. Kids join free with parent enrollment. Some conditions apply, and results may vary. So all you have to do to get your free, no-obligation consultation, go by one of their 15 great Houston locations, or if you're outside of Houston, ask them about their home program. Visit QuickWeightLossCenter.com or call 1-888-305-1117, 1-888-305-1117. 1-888-305-1117.
The Blitz.
We discussed yesterday DeAndre Johnson
with Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
Now tell his side of it though, because okay, we do have his lawyer side.
Weekdays from 4 to 7.
We've heard now that the woman used a racial slur. We're talking about Tallahassee, Florida. So shock face. There's racists in Tallahassee, Florida. Does that excuse it?
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
No. Now, the lawyer also said that she need him in the groin, which I did not see on that video.
No, I didn't see on the video either.
So, no, it doesn't excuse it, but she shouldn't be allowed to just walk either. I mean, you obviously can't do that. That's not the way you respond.
And well, especially when you're the guy who's the Florida State quarterback.
Right. For me, it's easy to say, yeah, I'd turn around and just walk off because that's what I would do. But, you know, you're a kid in that situation. You can't do that. I don't know what the answer is other than you can't just haul back and hit her.
On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Underdog's Pub. 400 beers, 200 whiskeys, one badass bar. Catch the hometown teams, like the Astros, at Underdog's Pub. Nothing says summer like peaches. Not her on the main stage. The peach cobbler shot from Underdogs. Bring your friends and man's best friend. Then kick up your heels at Houston's most dog-friendly patio, Underdogs Pub, 4212 Washington Avenue.
Go ahead, London. You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the Gau Studios in Houston, here's Glenn Davis.
Remember Big Audio Dynamite? That's Mick Jones, one of the founders of The Clash. It's a pretty old song, actually. Welcoming you back. And some great soccer watching places. The Gorgeous Gale over in West University. They've got a big Liverpool contingent over there. Domestic crafted beer, strong whiskey offering, great cocktails, exceptional food. TheGorgeousGaleBar.com. 55 Morningside, and then you go downtown. It's Bar Munich in Midtown. And it's always a great place to go down there and see Raymond Chan and our good friend Peter over at the Gorgeous Gale. Daspit Law Firm, working for you 24-7. Houston personal injury attorneys. They handle personal injury cases from plant and refinery accidents, medical injuries, industrial accidents, 18-wheeler accidents, down to boat and car accidents. It's DaspitLaw.com. Call 713-364-0915, DaspitLaw.com. When you get in a situation like that, you need to have a sense of security that in times of stress, depending on the circumstances of your accident, that you have a hard-hitting personal injury attorney on your side to fight for your right for compensation. That is John Daspit. That is the Daspit Law Firm. Contact them, 713-364-0915, DaspitLaw.com. All right, 7-Up. I want to remind you, it's great solo, great as a mixer. You can enjoy 7-Up in the clean, crisp taste of 7-Up. It delivers more of the natural lemon-lime flavor you love, no caffeine, 100% natural flavor. 7-Up always refreshing. Don't forget 7-Up 10, which has the full flavor of 7-Up with only 10 calories. Finally, the perfect 10. And, of course, along those lines, Squirt, 7-Up, tremendous in Palomas if you want to mix tequila with them. Benefiel as well is excellent. So keep that in mind when you are responsibly having an adult beverage. All right, we're coming back now with the Bar Munich Goal of the Week. Now, I mentioned that yesterday in Los Angeles at a studio, so I'm going to kind of make it you crash down here a little bit. I was not in San Jose for the Manchester United-San Jose game. I was calling it out of a studio with Warren Barton. And then, of course, the very next day, we did the New York Red Bulls against Chelsea. Now, we have Chelsea supporters groups here in Houston, the Bayou City Blues. We've had Jesus Martinez on our show. But this was an interesting night because there was controversy before this, unbeknownst to Chelsea, pretty much, is that the night before, there was a Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup game. The New York Red Bulls prioritized that amazingly over the Chelsea match. It's our sort of version of the FA Cup, per se. Not quite up to that publicity level or prize money or any of that, but that's our sort of equivalent of it. It's been a tournament that's got tremendous history, but has never been promoted properly, and it's not embedded in the indelible etchings of anybody's mind in this country. But what happened was, because these two teams, the Red Bulls and the Philadelphia Union, how in God's name you two can't figure it out? You're both culpable that you could have moved this game so that the New York Red Bulls could concentrate on Chelsea is beyond me. I just don't understand this kind of stuff now in soccer in this country. With all the trials and travails to get to this point, why that would happen. Okay, so I'm going to take that off the table, which leads me to them playing that game with their starters on Tuesday night. Well, the next night they had to play Chelsea. And what do? They play a whole bunch of young kids, including a 16-year-old. Now, I don't doubt that Jesse Marsh, for a second, the coach in New York, wasn't going to play some young players. I don't doubt that because of MLS, the game comes at a difficult time. Yet, it's an honor and a privilege to play against the likes of Chelsea, Barcelona, who all hit our shores in the summer. It's a tremendous attachment. Well, what happened was, everybody figures Chelsea's going to blow these kids out just through experience, even though they're early in preseason. These kids beat Chelsea 4-2. A 16-year-old scores a goal. A guy that has only played four times in Major League Soccer, or five times, Sean Davis, scores twice. And they aren't overawed. Yeah, they didn't have the ball that much against them, but they weren't overawed. So they did this against Courtois. They did this against John Terry. They did this against Hazard. They did this against, you name it, they did it against them. I'm not comparing this to Chelsea, nor am I comparing these kids to Chelsea. But what I am trying to say is that this was an immeasurable, amazing night for me to watch this and see these kids with this level of confidence, not in awe, not afraid, to come out and compete. And what this can do for that group of players that got this experience, that were blooded, that were able to go on the field and make a few passes and say, I was on the same field. And in the case of a 16-year-old Tyler Adams, who you must keep an eye on, scores an unbelievable header. Sean Davis gets two goals. A kid named Castellanos comes on the field. A bad John Terry back pass. He pressures it away from the goalkeeper, Ashmir Begovic, who's come over from Stoke City, and he scores to tie it. They win 4-2. What a moment for these kids. And what a moment to see it and just watch these kids grow a few inches in stature in this confident moment here. And what a moment for player development for the New York Red Bulls. So that leads us to the Bayern Munich goal of the week. It comes from Tyler Adams. He's 16 years of age. He beats Asmir Begovic of Chelsea in goal, and he does it as a 16-year-old. Obakan. Castellanos, the goal scorer. That's a good ball. It's a header, and it's a goal. And it comes from a 16-year-old, Tyler Adams. Fantastic moment for a 16-year-old to score on a header. Did I say it was 16? Oh, yeah, I said it about three times. Because the youthful look on this kid's face was unbelievable next to some of these hardened pros. So that's it. That's the Bayern Munich goal of the week. 713-780-3776. Let's talk tonight. What's your thoughts on the Gold Cup so far? Is this clown college? Is this a travesty? Or is this entertainment at its finest? What did you think of the fans and their behavior? Mexico-Panama, was it a penalty? The United States crashed out. By the way, the Mexico-Panama game kind of took our attention off the U.S. getting knocked out of the tournament. But this was not a good U.S. team in this tournament. Atrocious to get beat off the throw-in like that. Soft. Flicked in header from Darren Maddox. And then Giles Barnes converting a free kick. Did you see the Barnes free kick? Does it make you proud as a Houston Dynamo fan? And who's going to the L.A. Dynamo game this Saturday night? 713-780-3776. Where are those Liverpool fans that I know are going to be out there in throws? You're going to see Gerard Liverpool jerseys Saturday night. I don't think there's any question. You may see the debut of Kubo Torres. I'm going to go out on a limb and say I think you're going to see that happen because the Dynamo have a ton of injuries, and it's beginning to get into showtime here now in the Western Conference. If you're going to make the playoffs, you got to start winning home games. 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in here tonight on a night where we have welcomed in Amigo Energy as a proud new sponsor to Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5. So the Dynamo today, and I believe he is in transit from Philadelphia. Shannon Williams has been added, a six-year veteran, Philadelphia Union, 25 years of age, appeared in 141 regular season games in six seasons with Philadelphia. 7 goals, 19 assists. I like that number, 19 assists. He is being brought here for a specific reason. He is a right back. He's an outside back. He is brought here to get into the attack. He is brought here to bring some penetration from wide areas, which the Dynamo need very desperately. And without Giles Barnes, they don't have that penetrator. With Giles Barnes, they still need more penetrators in order to get the best out of Giles Barnes. So Shannon Williams is coming to the Houston Dynamo. And it's competition. It's competition for all the outside backs. He's got experience. He can get forward. He can play multiple positions at the back. He can play as a center back as well. But I think he's been brought here to be an outside back. I don't think there's any question. But Shannon Williams, Eric Kubo Torres, they're going to be expected to try and help the Dynamo make a push to get into the playoffs. A little bit more on Williams. He joined the U.S. Under-17 national team. He was in the residency program that has become so noted in Bradenton, Florida. Played in an under-17 World Cup in Korea, then played an under-20 World Cup in Egypt. So he's got some experience. He will be eligible this weekend. And again, based on the amount of injuries right now, the amount of players away at the Gold Cup, and players that are suspended like Luis Garrido, he is likely going to be playing. I would think, just when you look at it numerically, but we'll find out for sure. So Shannon Williams is now a member of the Houston Dynamo, born in Boston, Massachusetts, acquired via a trade. And he's here, and he will likely play on the weekend. Amigo Energy, proud sponsors of Soccer Matters, the place for news and discussion about global game in Houston. Amigo Energy has served Texas electricity customers for over 10 years, a pioneer in deregulated electricity. Amigo Energy offers a variety of products and services for residential or commercial customers. Amigo Energy has programs and pricing that fit your budget, from smart thermostats that help you to save energy to innovative online and mobile account management tools. Go to AmigoEnergy.com. Sign up for affordable electricity for your home or business. Call 888-995-9299. That's 888-995-9299. Amigo Energy, sign up or switch today. And if you remember, you go back to 2007. They were the name on the jersey of the Houston Dynamo. They offer smart thermostats that help you control your energy costs. They have specific night-free programs where you pay no energy charge on usage between 9 p.m. and 7 a.m. So for people that are night owls, that's the program for you. If you're sitting at home right now, you could crank up the AC to listen to this show and not incur an energy charge. How about that? Sign up online, AmigoEnergy.com, or call 888-995-9299. All right. When we come back, we want to take more phone calls on this show here tonight. We will come back with the superhero for Jamaica. He's Giles Barnes. He will join us live coming up next. Come and get it on. Living like a lover with a red iPhone. Looking like a tramp, like a video vamp. Demolition woman, can I be a man?
ESPN 97.5.
Danish Inspirations, Houston Modern Contemporary Furniture Store, invites all of you soccer lovers to Danish Inspirations' beautiful showroom on 2775 Fondren. I'm Jan Christensen, president of Danish Inspirations and a soccer player for 50 years. Soccer is a great sport, and Danish Inspirations is a great modern contemporary furniture store. Go to danishinspirations.com and set your furniture goals. Goal!
Here's a crazy idea from Cash Call Mortgage. Take the mortgage you closed in the last year and look at redoing it at today's 15-year fixed 2.99% rate and APR with no closing costs. Just call 855-875-CASH, and with no cost or obligation, we'll tell you how much your payment could drop with the do-over refi. And you won't pay any points, deposits, or fees. None. It's so easy. Just do the regular paperwork, most of which you already did for your last refi, and we'll do the rest. So make the cash call at 855-875-CASH for today's 15-year fixed 2.99% rate and APR with absolutely no closing costs. The do-over refi, only from Cash Call Mortgage. Call 855-875-CASH and see for yourself.
Impact Mortgage Corp., DBA Cash Call Mortgage. One City Boulevard, West Suite 200, Orange, California, 92868. Equal housing lender. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Subject to loan underwriting. Rates may change without notice. NMLS number 128231.
That's 855-875-CASH.
The Herd with Colin Cowherd.
People often say to me, Colin, you love controversy. Get you ratings. Actually, I'm not paid bonuses. I come and do my show, try to be interesting, try to be thought-provoking.
Weekday mornings, 9 to noon.
I don't get paid off ratings. I don't have any interest in controversy. My bonuses aren't tied to a May spike and a hot topic.
On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
This one is kind of a hot topic.
Milo for Gulf Coast Windows, the most trusted replacement window and door company in Houston for over 35 years. Gulf Coast Windows owner Jim Fiume, so sure their composite replacement windows being the best value, now offers a money-back guarantee. Limited time, free installation, no interest, no payments for 1 year. Call for details, 713-849-5454, 713-849-5454. Or GulfCoastWindows.com.
The Blitz.
First of all, I don't think Brett Favre can play anymore.
No.
And let's clarify.
But
secondly, I wouldn't guarantee that he wouldn't be better than what they have on the roster.
No, there is that.
With Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Let's clarify his comments. Says, I think I could play as far as throwing, of course. I could make all the throws I made before. We're not trying to start some he's coming out of retirement deal. but I could play.
Weekdays from 4 to 7.
He's 45 now. He can't play anymore.
No.
And this guy has always craved attention, and it's been too long since somebody's asked him that question. So he's more than happy to come out and say stuff like this. Brett Favre, please just go away. You're done. You've been done. Go away.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
He had a terrific career. All he did there at the end was just make himself look like he was hanging on for dear life. And now you're just making it worse. And now Texans fan is like, oh, hey, maybe we can get Brett Favre. Got to be better than Brian Hoyer.
On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Mike and Mike.
My logical mind tells me, with the exception of the quarterback position, A, because it's so important, and B, because they protect them so much they don't get hurt as much as the other, them I'd spend the money on. Because it's obvious you need them. Outside of that, to break the bank for a player at basically any other position, I think I'd be hesitant to do
it. I'm not
going to
lie. I didn't hear you saying this about Darrelle Revis.
Well,
what? He broke the bank as a cornerback. He took up a ton of cap space as a cornerback.
Weekdays 5 to 9 a.m.
If you want to fight for him, you're going to be a hypocrite in this. That's all I'm going to say.
You just
said the only person I pay is a quarterback. He is the top paid, most money-making cornerback, taking up cap space. So that goes for that, too. You can't tell me it doesn't.
You're right. I mean, no, you're right on that. Revis is different, though.
Ah!
I can't explain why.
On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
He's like, it's like the quarterbacks in Revis.
Find it all on ESPN 97.5.
4.4 to go. Looking. Sends it in the corner. Holmes, a three. Good! It's good with 2.2 to go. Inbounded. Stolen by Felix. It is over. The Longhorns have won the game.
Sterling Moore shifting over into coverage on Andrew Corliss, who's got single coverage here to the left side. Rodgers looking that direction with a pump fake. Now steps up in the pocket at the 20. Winds up, throws back at the end zone. A laser. Touchdown, Green Bay. The rookie, Richard Rodgers, holds it in for the Packers score.
Lead down to 10 again for North Carolina. 12 and 53 to go. Nate Britton against the pressure, hands it off to Jackson, mid-post. Harrell coming around for the back to take it away. Here's Jones for Louisville. At the elbow, up high.
Oh!
For the one! Spike with authority! What an alley-oop! The lead is down to 8.
ESPN 97.5. Mike and Mike.
Would you rather have been, if you were a star player, if you were Kevin Love?
Weekdays 5 to 9 a.m.
If you were a guy of his level, and you know that in a different situation, you could be considered by everyone, a superstar putting up huge numbers. Would you prefer that to winning championships but having this secondary
role? That's always
role?
Tough for me to answer because I was always that team guy.
On ESPN 97.5.
My initial response is always going to be, I want to win the championship.
In the shade, 96 degrees in the shade, real hot,
oh yes,
in the shade.
You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the Gau Studios in Houston, here's Glenn Davis.
Barnes over the wall, and in! Giles Barnes! 2-0 Jamaica!
Okay, the Daspit Law Firm, working for you 24-7. The Houston personal injury attorney handles personal injury cases from plant and refinery accidents to medical injuries, industrial accidents, and more. DaspitLaw.com, 713-364-0915, DaspitLaw.com. With a Daspit Law Firm, you can rest more assured. In times of stress, depending on the circumstances of your accident, that you have a hard-hitting personal injury attorney on your side. 888-273-1045 in English and Spanish. Soccer Matters thanks the Daspit Law Firm. And as we welcome you back, we bring you in here on ESPN 97.5. The goal scorer for Jamaica, game-winning goal against the United States as Jamaica knocks out the U.S. in the Gold Cup. You know him from the Houston Dynamo. He's Giles Barnes. Giles, thank you very much.
Anytime, Glenn.
Giles, Obviously, you're in the Philadelphia area now, right?
Yeah, that's correct. We just literally got here, yeah.
Off the team bus. Okay, what? Just talk about the mood and the excitement of a historic win in the Gold Cup for Jamaica over the United States.
Yeah, everyone's buzzing right now, Glenn. No, as you can tell. Last night was incredible feelings, emotions to come so far with Jamaican football, and to beat someone as good as the USA in the USA was just incredible for us. You know, but we've got to focus and get ready to play Mexico on Sunday. And then, you know, the partying and the everything else can start once we've lifted the cup.
Where do you rank this in your career as a moment that you just indelibly will have etched in your mind?
It's close to number one. It's close to my debut. Mm-hmm. There was just so much, you know, that's happened over the last 5-6 years with injuries and, you know, my feelings towards maybe giving up when certain things happened. So to be playing on the international stage and to be performing well, to be scoring goals for your country is just something that I thought had passed me, you know. So to be able to do it is just incredible right now. To make my family happy, to make our country happy is just incredible.
Yeah, it is pretty amazing. The quick rise, you get to the Jamaican national team, you're thrust right in the starting lineup, you score against Venezuela on your debut. Now you're in the Gold Cup. You've knocked the United States out with just a sublime free kick. Is it all happening so quickly right now?
It is a little bit, actually, you know. But, you know, that's how football is. You have to take the highs with the lows. You have to take it each game as it comes. And, you know, it's coming really quickly at the moment just because of how quick succession the games are with everything going on with the Houston Dynamo as well and then coming away and going straight into the Jamaican team. It's just all coming pretty fast.
Let's talk about Jamaica. You guys, one thing that's been certainly clear through your play in this Gold Cup is defensively, this is a pretty tough team to break down at times.
Yeah, you know, coach is pretty insistent on defending from the front first to start off. Everyone's a defender in this team. So, you know, you'll see the strikers dropping back deep. You'll see the midfielders dropping even into centre-half position. Everyone's covering for each other. But I think it just shows the, you know, the brotherhood that we all have around us, and just shows you how much everyone really actually wants it, that everyone is willing to fight and, you know, literally die for each other on the pitch for the same end goal.
He's Giles Barnes, Houston Dynamo striker, Jamaica's goal-scoring hero against the United States in that 2-1 win. So I'm going to take you back, and it's interesting because you knocked the United States out, who consistently has kind of neglected going to the Copa America, which I've always thought are great just measuring sticks. You're measuring yourself against the likes of Argentina, Brazil. Jamaica does that. You play three games down there. How important, or let me ask you this in a different way, would you be where you are in the Gold Cup right now without the Copa America experience?
I'm not too sure, you know. Going to the Copa and getting that kind of experience against great teams like that, it kind of puts us in good stead coming into this tournament, you know. And you play teams like Argentina, Uruguay, you know, how can you go wrong as that is your preparation for another huge tournament? You know, we thought we did well in Copa America, but obviously we didn't score any goals. So that was the thing we needed to work on coming into this tournament. And, you know, I think we've shown everyone that we can score goals and we can defend. So obviously knocking out a team like the United States has just shown how far we've actually come.
Do you feel a respect factor growing in this Gold Cup for Jamaica and the Reggae Boys?
For sure. Well, we felt it straight away after Copa America. You know, there was so much congratulations, even though we lost every single game in the Copa. People were shocked of how well we played, of how well we moved the ball, of how well we defended. So, you know, to come here and to get into the final now of another big competition in the Gold Cup is just, you see everyone giving us the kind of respect that we feel we're earning right now.
He's Giles Barnes, Houston Dynamo striker, Jamaica striker. Take us through the free kick, Giles, and kind of what you saw with the wall and Brad Guzan and goal for the United States, and just take us through it.
You know, actually, the first thing was Rudy kind of set the ball down. He was just like, you know, he wants it. I was like, okay, but I fancy it. I really do. And obviously, I hit the bar against Canada with a free kick as well. So, you know, there's always me, Rudy, and Kimaro is practicing after training. And he looked at it and said, it's a little bit too close for him. And I said, well, it's mine then, it's mine. You know, and I kind of just looked exactly where I wanted to place it. I saw that there was a little bit, a little gap that I could kind of find if I hit it with enough pace. And, you know, thankfully it worked out.
Boy, hit it with pace. That's an understatement. And then you went and beat up a corner flag again. Will you stop picking on these poor corner flags? What have they ever done to you?
They've not done anything to me, you know. I just quite like that celebration, you know. I've managed to do it a few times this year, so hopefully everyone gets to see it a few more times too.
No, I think we like it. You're getting a lot of altitude. It's sort of a Bruce Lee sort of kung fu style slash at the corner flag. I like it.
Yeah, I kind of got maybe a little bit too much and nearly ended up into the foam wall, actually, when I scored. So I'll have to change the angles of it next time.
Giles, I think Mexico's vulnerable. I really think they're vulnerable. I think this is a cup that you guys can win. And I want to know how you guys are thinking about this, because I have to think the confidence is through the roof right now, and you're not afraid to play anybody.
Yeah, you know, to be honest with you, Glenn, we actually came into the tournament thinking we could win it, you know. A lot of people may laugh when we say things like that, you know, but we don't just say it for the sake of it. We actually came in thinking if we keep our mind right, if we keep sound defensively, we can catch any team on the counter-attack with the pace and the power that we've got going forward. You know, so we're looking at the Mexico side right now. They've obviously got great players throughout their whole side, you know. A great footballing nation as well, but we feel that we are going to surprise a lot of people on Sunday.
Giles Barnes joining us here. Before I let you go, Giles, I know you got to get back with the team. Talk a little bit about the influence of Winfried Schaefer, your manager. He's German. Obviously, the German culture and Jamaican culture, very different, but they're obviously merging in a beautiful way here.
Yeah, for sure. Coach is good. He's, I've said to you before, you know, he listens to his players. He has his own ideas of exactly what he wants to do, but he allows us the freedom to try and express ourselves what we feel is best. And it's rare to have a coach that, you know, ask their players for the input of, you know, maybe for one game that we play this formation, how would you feel if we did this? And I think that's what works. You know, he has a good relationship with all the players, and it's a really good thing.
Giles, listen, congratulations. You know, if we ever had to get knocked down by Jamaica, I wouldn't have thought it wouldn't have been a better guy to have done it with the great free kick and as a person. So thank you very much for coming on. We look forward to seeing you back in Houston. They're going to miss you Saturday night against the LA Galaxy, but we wish you the best of luck and success against Mexico Sunday.
Thanks very much, Glenn. I'll see you soon, my friend.
So that's some interesting commentary from Giles Barnes, and interesting to hear the debate that went on between a teammate of his, where his teammate says essentially it's a little bit too close for him, maybe not his range, and then, of course, Giles hits the fantastic free kick. All kinds of pressure now continuing on Jurgen Klinsmann. I don't think there's any question. There should be when you prioritize the Gold Cup to this level and say this is what it's all about. Then you've kind of got to go out and win it. And not playing in the Copa America all these years, I still haven't figured that one out from the U.S. And for all of you who are saying, well, Jurgen Klinsmann should be out, who would you pick as a manager? That's, you know, who gets a job, quite frankly? I mean, do you go back to the old guard? Bob Bradley? Bruce Arena? Who is the fresh coach that potentially, who's youthful, that could do something different? 713-780-3776, if you want to talk about it. 713-780-3776. Again, our thanks tonight to Lance Fegan, the owner and culinary director at Liberty Kitchen. Also, executive chef Travis Lenig. They brought some wonderful food in here tonight. Beautiful Colombian soup that had a coconut base to it that was just amazing. And I'm praying that there's one more out there that I can take home with me. Michael Carroll's looking at me. There could be a sprint. When this show ends, you and me could be sprinting out to that table to get that Liberty Kitchen.
I'm at
food.
A disadvantage because I have to hit the button and everything to go for us to go to break.
I could push off with my chair here. See? Have the door open right now. Hold on, let me open the door. There, door's open, and I'm going to be running out there. good show tonight, though. Real Madrid camps taking place here in Houston, July 27th through July 31st, Eldridge Park. And then another one in the Woodlands at the Woodlands Prep, Quickendale Road, actually, in Tomball. That's August 3rd through the 7th. They're in San Antonio right now. Boys and girls, 7 to 17 years of age. www.campusexperiencermf.com/USA/Houston. I do remind you, please get over to our Facebook page. Soccer Matters. We got Manchester Max on the phone. Do you think we can take Manchester Max?
Yeah. Once he's on hold.
All right, let's get him on hold in a second. We'll get Manchester Max. But this camp again, Real Madrid camps. www.campusexperiencermf.com/usa.houston. They've got people over from Madrid. All right, Manchester Max, how are you? What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, how you doing, Glenn? What's going on?
I'm doing good, buddy. How are you?
I am fantastic. You know, I just got to listen to Giles. He's very humble, very nice guy, very great guy.
Super guy.
But this tournament here, I think, is pretty much a sign of there being more parity internationally, and that North American and Central American teams from the CONCACAF are going to start actually being more and more competitive. Because not only did Tobago do a great job against the U.S., but I know you saw the Trinidad-Tobago versus Mexico game.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that was the game of the year because that was a back-and-forth battle between those two. And if it wasn't for one mistake, Trinidad would have won that game.
Yeah, that was a great that was a great dramatic game, 8 goals in it. But the point you're making is a good one, Manchester Max. And let's not forget about Haiti, who's very competitive now because all the players are playing in French leagues and in different clubs around the world. So that gap is narrowed. I don't know if the kings of CONCACAF, certainly Mexico and the U.S., are expected to live up to that moniker. But I'll tell you what, you are absolutely right that the gap is narrowed. It's more competitive. You are not an assured winner stepping out against these teams. Panama is an edgy, difficult team to get play against. Jamaica is. And if you go back to these friendlies the U.S. won against the Netherlands and Germany, much different games. More space to play in, more open-type games, you know, all the different substitutes that you're allowed to use in these friendlies. This becomes different here where the U.S. has got to break teams down. And at times, I think the United States has struggled with that. I do like that Jurgen Klinsmann sent Jozy Altidore home. I don't think there's any question. But the question is you know, what are we going to do with the striker position in the future? There's still some real scary moments at the back and experience that we need. You got 30 seconds, Manchester Mac. Wrap it up.
All I wanted to really say is that this is going to keep going on. Let's not even forget Costa Rica and how close they were to defend beating Mexico. We really do have a whole lot more competition going on, but something has to be done about the striker position. Something has to be done about the defense because the back four, they were really scary moments. It could have been a couple of times where it could have actually been more than 2-1. But
yep. All right, Manchester Max, we got to go. Next time, call with more time. I'd like to give you a little bit more of a platform, okay?
Okay, fantastic. And the Reds go marching on.
And the Reds go marching on. I called their game in San Jose the other day. A couple of very good young players. I love Andreas Pereira, the young Brazilian that was born in Belgium, 19 years of age, had a header against San Jose. We say thanks to Liberty Kitchen, 7-Up, Bud Light, Bar Munich, Daspit Law Firm, The Gorgeous Gale. Also our newest sponsors, Amigo Energy. We thank you as well. And for all you listening in tonight here and contributing to the show, thank you very much. For producer Michael Carroll. Raquel, right? Raquel doing the boards out there for us tonight. And Liberty Kitchen bringing in some good grub for us. We love it. Good night, everybody.
ESPN 97.5.